This is a Bible Answers program in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths. Our subject for this program is the coming age of miracles. The hope for the future of the human family is as bright as the promises of God's Word. Frank, in the 35th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, we are told that the time will come when, and I quote, "the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing." Should we expect such miracles today? But first, may I announce that this program is brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine in cooperation with local Bible study classes, and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. Now, Frank, is it a lack of faith or a lack of fervent prayer that prohibits God to heal our diseases today?
No, those are not the reasons. It is because this is not the time in the plan of God for healing of our diseases to be accomplished. You see, there are very important time elements in God's plan for man.
Your thought is, then, that God's power is not now being used to heal our diseases because His due time has not yet come. But why? Can't prayer change things?
Prayer cannot change God's plans and arrangements. Prayer is a great source of strength to a Christian, and to receive strength from God to meet the problems of life certainly does change one's outlook, but God does not change His plan to suit us.
But Frank, then you say that we should not ask God to cure our diseases. After all, Jesus did heal the sick, didn't He?
Russell, I believe that God is pleased to have us take all our problems to Him in prayer, but at the same time, we should endeavor to learn from His Word just what His plans and arrangements are for us, as well as for the whole family of man. By doing this, we will not be disappointed if sometimes our prayers are not answered.
May I ask, when will God's due time for healing our diseases come?
You will remember Jesus gave His people a wonderful outline of prayer in which we petition the Heavenly Father for His kingdom to come and for His will to be done in earth even as it is done in heaven. That's the proper way to pray for the worldwide program of divine healing which God has promised.
Just a minute. Did you say a worldwide program of divine healing?
That's right. You see, I am approaching the subject not from the limited standpoint of what we might like to have God to do for us as individuals, but what He has promised to do for the whole family of man. When He promised to heal the diseases of the people, He meant all the people, not merely those in one country of earth, but in all countries. It is this global program of divine healing that is described as the joyful flourishings of Christ's kingdom.
That's a nice expression. You mean that when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," we are really praying for the fulfillment of God's promises.
And for that reason, Russell, we know that our prayers for divine healing will be answered. Most prayers, after all, is the claiming of God's promises.
The healing of our diseases, then, depends upon Christ's kingdom. And He has promised to establish a divine rulership over the earth.
Yes, God has promised such a rulership by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. There's no other subject that is given greater prominence in the Bible. The prophet Isaiah wrote that of the increase of this government and peace, there would be no end. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we certainly are praying for the fulfillment of God's promises.
Then you would advise me and all of our listeners as well to continue to pray, "Thy kingdom come."
Oh, by all means. But how few there are of the millions who repeat the words of the Lord's Prayer, who stop to think what the answer really implies. Perhaps many do in a vague sort of way, but just think what that prayer asks for. It asks God to establish a government, a divine government, right here on earth, which will so adequately rule the people that it will result in his will being done here in the same manner as it is now done in heaven.
Well, Frank, the implications of that are almost beyond our comprehension.
I know it. Yet it is all certain to come to pass. The answer to the prayer, "Thy kingdom come," is just as sure as the promises of God. And when you stop to think of it, practically everything that people pray for is embodied in this one request. One of the important things for which people pray is peace on earth and goodwill among men. That prayer will be answered through the establishment of Christ's kingdom, and it will be peace with justice, a peace which will be to the everlasting joy of all mankind.
Well, that sounds very good. I wish you would enlarge on that thought a little more, Frank, please.
Well, prayers for health will all be answered when Christ's divine government is ruling on the earth. I recall one of God's promises pertaining to the time of the kingdom, which states that the inhabitants of that day shall not say, "I am sick."
And that also is a wonderful hope. But Frank, how about all the families and the millions of people throughout the centuries who have prayed for health and yet who have died without having their prayers answered?
That will not hinder God from fulfilling his promises to give health and life to them. He has given us the assurance that one of the blessings of Christ's kingdom will be the awakening of the dead. The hope of the resurrection is firmly established in the Word of God.
And your thought is, then, that because all the dead will be raised, all the prayers for health, which have seemingly gone unheeded by God, will then actually be answered. That is pretty good. Thank you.
And in still another way, Russell, God's program of divine healing will be much better than most of us have imagined, because when the due time comes for it to be initiated, those who are restored to health will not need to again become ill and ultimately die. No one will then need to die, even of old age, for God's river of life will prove to be the long-sought fountain of youth.
Frank, if the due time for God's program of divine healing is still future, why did Jesus restore some of the sick of his day to health?
He did it as an illustration of the blessings of his coming kingdom. Jesus not only preached the gospel of the kingdom, but he also gave these wonderful illustrations of what his kingdom would actually mean to the people. It is significant, though, that Jesus did not miraculously heal any of his disciples.
Yes, I think that that is so. And why not?
For the same reason that he did not use divine power to keep himself alive. Jesus laid down his life sacrificially for the sins of the world. It is this that paves the way for the divine healing program of the coming age. The followers of Jesus during this age are invited to lay down their lives as he did.
Thank you, Frank. Our prayer for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven means much more now. It holds a wonderful outlook for suffering humanity.
Yes, it does, Russell. The little book, Divine Healing, discusses this subject thoroughly. Will you please tell our listeners how they may obtain a copy free?
With pleasure, Frank. Friends, it is very simple to get the little book, Divine Healing. All you have to do is to ask for it. It is free and will be mailed to you. There is much being said these days on the subject of divine healing. Perhaps you have prayed for God to heal you, and your prayers have not yet been answered. Divine healing explains why Jesus healed the sick, and you may wonder why more are not being healed today. Divine healing answers the many questions which arise concerning this subject, and in a manner which you will find satisfactory and comforting. As Frank has pointed out to us, divine healing of all the people is a part of God's great plan of redemption and salvation from death. Divine healing emphasizes this fact and shows when this purpose of God will be accomplished. It answers many questions related to the subject of miracles. So send for the little book, Divine Healing, today. Simply address a card or a letter to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for Divine Healing. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the little book, Divine Healing, and it will be mailed to you free.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.